Sometime very soon, the number of people who have died in traffic crashes in the city this year will pass 100. This spring, the city fought hard to get Albany to pass a bill allowing more speed cameras near schools. But as WNYC's Kat Aaron reports as part of our Mean Streets project, the cameras stop ticketing when the streets are most dangerous.
It's 4 p.m. and Alana Miller is standing across from PS 180 watching cars fly down Morningside Drive. Behind her, kids are swarming to playgrounds and teenagers are playing basketball.
38, another livery, a livery cab going 38. 46, that little speeding bug.
Miller is the policy coordinator for Transportation Alternatives, a street safety advocacy group. She's standing between two parked cars near 118th Street aiming a radar gun.
There's a school bus going 45. School bus whizzing by.
Speed cameras can only be installed near schools under state law. There are 11 up and running so far, and they've issued more than 23,000 tickets this year. But they have to turn off an hour after school ends, around 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, that's the time of day when crashes are at their absolute highest. That's according to a WNYC data news analysis of 22 months of crash stats. Senator Jeffrey Klein sponsored the bill authorizing 120 more cameras, which is awaiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. Like the ones running now, those new cameras will shut down in late afternoon. Presented with WNYC's findings, Klein said he's open to expanding their hours of operation.
If we need to make some changes to have the speed cameras up and running hours before, hours after, that's fine with me.
Advocates are pushing for a law to lower speed limits citywide from 30 miles an hour to 25, but like changes to the camera program, that takes action from Albany. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.
To see when traffic crashes are happening throughout the day, visit WNYC.org.